I offer our loving obeisances at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan and invoke his presence amidst us for this wonderful morning. I express my heartfelt greetings on the auspicious occasion of Makar Sankranti and welcome one and all to the prize distribution function of the annual sports and cultural meet of Sri Sathya Sai Educational Institutions for the year 2012 and 13. Amongst the festivals of India, Makar Sankranti has a special place. Most of our festivals are linked to the movement of the moon. But Makar Sankranti is associated with the movement of the sun. And that is why every year it comes almost on the same date, the 14th or the 15th of January. It is a harvest festival of India. In the glorious cultural traditions of our country, everything is sacred. The time of toil and labor is over, and now it is the hour of harvesting the crop. A time of peace, a time of happiness, and it is at such time that in our country the people collect together to express their thanksgiving to the Lord for his abundant mercy and grace. It's a time of family reunion, and family members from far and wide come together in a spirit of joy and happiness. It's also a time to express gratitude to the animals who have assisted us, and in this part of the country, in the villages of Andhra Pradesh, it is traditional to decorate cows and bulls and perform a ceremonial marriage in the spirit of Ram Sita Kalyanam. Here in Prashantilayam, Makar Sankranti ushers in a season of festivity and joy, culminating today in the prize distribution function of the sports and cultural meet. Years ago, when the administrators of the university prayed Bhagwan, "Swami, when should we have the sports and cultural meet of the institute?" Swami said, "Once and for all, I am fixing the date. January 11th will be the date of the sports meet, and Sankranti Day will be the prize distribution day." Since then, decades ago, Makar Sankranti has been an occasion for the students and faculty of all Sai educational institutions to gather at the lotus feet here in Prashantilayam, to come together to express our gratitude to the Lord for his abundant grace and countless chances. One of our professors would observe, "You know why we call Bhagwan the chancellor of our institute? Because he's the one who creates chances for all of you." To have the chancellor of the universe as the chancellor of a university, what a fortune for the students and faculty of the institute. And here it is on this auspicious day when Bhagwan, who is actually the motivator, the driver, the inspiration behind all the wonderful sports and cultural events that you were a witness to in the last few days, he is the one at the end of it all also to award you, to recognize you and to bless all the efforts put in by the students and the faculty. On this auspicious occasion, we have a number of representatives of different institutions who will be sharing their thoughts with us. We first have one of our senior faculty, Dr. Pallav Kumar Barua, Warden, Sri Satya Sai Senior Boys Hostel, Prishantliam Campus, who will be addressing all of us. Dr. Pallav Kumar Barua is an alumnus of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. He joined for the BSc course in the year 1985, went on to complete his post-graduation in mathematics in the year 1990. Subsequently, he joined for his PhD in the field of applied mathematics and was awarded the degree in 1994. Subsequently, he joined as a faculty in the Department of Mathematics and Computer Science. He stepped into the role of the warden of the Sri Satya Sai Senior Boys Hostel, Prashantliam, in May 2011, and is currently guiding two PhD scholars. He has a number of national and international publications to his credit, an excellent sportsman in his student days. He has been an inspiration for the students in a number of sports and convocation dramas and events. I now invite Dr. Pallav Kumar Barua to share his thoughts with us.
Most beloved Bhagavan, I place my humble pranams at your divine lotus feet. Respected elders, distinguished guests, respected Vice Chancellor, sir, dear brothers and sisters, my Sankranti greetings and Sai Ram to all of you all. Sports meet brings in flood of memories. Bhagawan used to be around, as Brother Sanjay Sahni narrated, as the inspirator, motivator, leading us all through. And now we are here, this year's and last year's post meet bears this testimony. We really feel that things have not changed. It is a proven fact that he is very much with us, and we are here with him all along, carrying on this sports festival all along. Dear brothers and sisters, often a question arises in our mind. Why is it that in an institution like ours, where the goals of education is set very lofty. In the emblem of the education institution, engraved Satyam Vada Dharmam Chara. In the mission statement it is written, the students are to equipped with self-knowledge so that they are to be prepared to become ideal citizen, to become change agents in the society, etc. What is the role of games and sports? Yes, I had these questions in my very mind. In the year 1986, that was the first sports meet I attended as the first year undergraduate students. I was a student on Vrindavan campus with lots of hope, as any of the first year undergraduate students would have. We packed our bags and came to Parthi. The hopes were that we will win some prizes and receive gifts, compliments from the divine hands, and that will satisfy our eagerness. But then things were different. With all our preparations, we came here, and the ground realities here were totally different. We had very tough rivals, very tough indeed. And one after another, all the major matches we lost. No doubt, Bhagawan was with us. He was with us for the cricket match, for the major part of it. He was there for the whole of the volleyball match, in spite of there's a light drizzle. Just imagine there was a light drizzle and the volleyball match was on in front of the Ishwarma school. There was a double ground that time, upper and lower ground. The match went on for 7 sets because Bhagawan was seated there. And it was 7-0 indeed. Nowhere there was matches like that. He blessed us profusely, but then we could not get a prize. Finally, before the Sankranti prize distribution ceremony in the morning, there was a football match. We had pinned all our hopes that somehow we have to win this match. The match was in the Santivedika ground. We gave our heart and soul, played the match, and lost that too. So with all the wounds of defeat and bruises, because that time ground was not that green lawn, it was the best could be described as a bed of rocks. So there were a lot of bruises. With all that, we went and sat in the institute auditorium for the prize distribution. All through the ceremony and the discourse, this humble self was only ruminating over those bad moments of missed opportunity, dropped catches, where things went wrong and we lost those matches. And ultimately, that pathetic situation, irrevocable, low, despondent experience which can only one can undergo and cannot be explained, that you are sitting in the losing side and nothing can be helped. After 3 days, when we went back to Vrindavan, the general norm or practice that time was that you write a letter home explaining everything what happened in Parthi. I sat down to write my letter, and to my amazement or utter aghast that I did not have anything to write. And because I did not pay attention to the discourse, that gave a big blow. Have I missed the woods for the trees? that did some churning. If for those prizes or some silly moments in the grounds, if I have to miss the discourse of Bhagavan, what am I here for? That was in 1986, brothers. After that, I have taken part in many sports meets. We have seen lot of things, lot of changes. Things have improved. The infrastructure facility has improved. The choice of items by various campuses, quality of presentations have gone beyond expectations. But this question has been lingering. What are we here? Are we missing something? And the answer is different in different times. And I am sure each one of us, when we ask this question to ourselves, the answers will be different on different times. Coming back to the education system and why such things should be part of our education system, sometime back, a group of our teachers were preparing mission statement for our education system. In our discussion, it came up that yes, many of the good education system defines the role or even goal of education system as self-discovery. Whereas Bhagavan puts it as self-realization. And he gives a very well-defined, structured, four-step path to self-realization. When we have such lofty ideals ahead of us, to reach that, he also gives us very extraordinary prescription. Yet simple. So simple that sometimes we may miss. And in my understanding and reflections, I think sports holds the essence to it. It is a very simple, single term which will hold our students, all of us, in limelight when we really assimilate that. When we need to go out, stand in the arena of life as a change agent, as a leader, this is going to help us. This is going to stand by our side. And this single term is practice. Think of Sachin Tendulkar. If he has just mastered all the rule books of cricket, all the coaching guidebooks, answered various quizzes, all essay questions, attended coaching classes, scored 100 out of 100, and never attended a net session. Would we have a Sachin Tendulkar? For that matter, Roger Federer or Mary Kom. It is practice that separates a sportsperson from anybody else. A sportsperson practices whatever he learns. In fact, he learns by practice. His learning takes place in the actual arena. He learns by practice, by doing. And that is what is actual learning. And that is what Bhagavan says, that tons of bookish knowledge will never come to your help, an ounce of practice will come to your rescue. And that is the essence which sports delivers to us, and that is the lesson take home from the games in sports we need to have. No sportsman worth the name can stand in the arena without practice. Even he may have a great reputation, but if in near past, in the recent past, if he did not have practice, he will not be allowed in the arena because he cannot stand there. So brothers and sisters, the first lesson, games and sports grieve us, practice. Whatever we learn from our teachers, from our courses, whether it is our secular subjects or the lessons of life we learn in this education system, integral system of education, we need to practice. Whatever little bit we can, more we practice, better we would become to face the life as Bhagavan expects of us. Coming back to the evolution of sports meet in this very Prashanti Nilayam as we see. In 1980s, that decade, sports meets used to be a simple affair, so to say. We used to have in the morning flag hoisting, march past, Bhagavan blessing the occasion, following which immediately there will be a game, sometimes a cricket match, a basketball match, sometimes even a roller blades basketball by Anandpur sisters and things like that. And then it used to be games competition, athletics competition. And from the cultural side, there used to be only a quiz competition, and that's about it. So simple competitions about games and sports between two campuses, Vrindavan and Puttaparthi Prashanti Nilayam, and on 14th Sankranti Day prize distribution. March past was there, compulsory for everyone. So it shows just two things. Discipline is the medium of instruction in this place. And even when you are in a group, discipline ought to be practiced. Discipline in the group is taught while marching. It gets ingrained. And when you come to games for team, yes, there are lessons to be learned. Coming to individuals' athletics, my personal understanding based on my experience or reflections by observing others, it has got a deep connections to spiritual learning. When we talk about meditation, it has stages like concentration, contemplation, meditation, or dharana, dhyana, and samadhi. If you look at an athlete running to take a long jump, if you observe his face and the whole body dashing in to take the jump, his whole being would be speaking just one thing. He doesn't know anything else in that world. Just that white line in front of him. And then he would take the leap of his life. It should throw him as far as he can, as it can. And at that moment, the whole environment doesn't exist for him. His whole being, the playground, whole thing is just one. Nothing else exists. And I think that is one glimpse that what many of the great sadhakas talk about meditation. That there is no dvaita bhava, but it is all advaita. An observant person would get a glimpse and get inspired to practice. So it is all about our perception. It is all about what we want to learn. A simple games and sports event would teach us the greatest and the profound of the philosophies. If we think of the evolution of sports here, after 90s, Bhagavan actually opened up a double-pronged evolution. He opened up, on one hand, adventure sports. And the big things happened here, and still happening. Students started doing aerosports, parasailing, hang gliding, paramotors, and it was a great success, still going on. On the other hand, there was marvelous ground presentations, blending cultural and physical cultures, thematic presentations depicting mythological and historical events, based on musical and dance presentations, huge, magnificent sets, etc., etc., put together, sometimes even at night. All these were encouraged by Bhagavan. And if one looks into these, it is a big leap from what was happening before. And if we see really deeply, what we see is that both these two dimensions requires a great amount of deliberations, deep planning, and skillful execution. So one step ahead than just mere games and sports. Adventure sports, people may say, that is much more than performing arts. Performing arts requires skillful execution, no doubt. But adventure sports need courageous people, performers to execute. Precise decisions. But this courage we are talking about comes out of what? We are not talking about facing unknown situations out of nothing, but based on experience. That is what adventure sports is all about. So an good adept adventure sportsman does a lot of practice, gain experience, and then faces different situations, unknown situation based on experience gained. That is what is adventure sports all about. So once again, the key to all these superior quality of presentations that Bhagavan introduced in the later decades, once again, points to only one thing. Practice makes a man perfect. Bhagavan has unique ways of guiding and leading students. When sports meet comes, this veranda will be agog with activities. He has unique ways of introducing ideas, conducting brainstorming sessions. One year, afternoon darshan, he came out and told boys, "This year, Bangalore boys are going to jump from Hanuman statue. What are you going to do?" And then there was lot of reactions, responses. "We are going to do this, do that," and things like that. And it was interesting to see what Bhagavan's responses were. If a student says, "Swami, we would also jump," he will just cut him off. If a student says, "Swami, we would jump from Shantivedika," he will cut him off. If the student says, "Swami, we will do motorcycle," maybe he will give him some attention. So it shows that if somebody wants to jump from somewhere, you don't talk about jumping at all. You do something else. If somebody says that we are going to do jumping giant puppets, Yes, he would ask him, what is that giant puppet? He will show a lot of interest. And like there, within 2-3 days, asking boys, ultimately Prashant and Nilayam had a giant program. Whole sports meet program came up out of Bhagavan's inquiries and brainstorming session. So it shows that he kind of led these boys to design their own program out of just throwing one query, one inquiry. In fact, it came out later that that year Vrindavan did not have any item of aerosports. So that was the interesting point. So it was also a very good example of what leadership giants talk about nowadays. A good leader leads without having control on the group. Like he let these people, these boys, talk about their own things, and ultimately one program came out. That is what it's all about. He leads this way, interacts with students, and let things happen on their own. So without taking much time of all of you, I would conclude by only one thing, that in my interaction with many students in past 20 odd years, I have met boys who have taken part in sports meet as tiny tots of standard one from primary school till the university students of MBA second year postgraduates. They have performed in that grid of primary school with colorful magenta, yellow, red colors grid, and also in the aerial grid of 60 feet height, and seeing that from the 60 feet high they see the primary school grid and laugh at it. In both the occasions, the common thing is they hold on to one thing, that Swami's love and the faith that he is by their side all along. And we see now also that all our students perform in all the events with the same faith and love of Swami. That is one heartening thing what holds our students differently from rest of the sporting community wherever they are. All the lessons of sporting fraternity, of self-confidence or team building, whatever goes on anywhere else, it goes on here, but this is what stands, we stand apart, where we hold on to the faith and love of Bhagavan. Sports meets season builds these things deeply into us. With these words, I will end with a small couplet. When I hear, I forget. When I hear and see, I remember. When I hear, see, and reflect upon, I understand. When I hear, see, reflect upon, and do, I know. When I hear, see, reflect upon, and do again and again, I become skilled. Dear Lord, on this holy occasion, bless us all thy children to acquire necessary skill and be worthy of your mission. Thank you all for your patience here. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Pallav, for your reminiscences on the evolution of the sports meet here in the Sai Educational Institutions and for underlying philosophy of the institute, which was inspired by Bhagwan. We now have 4 students who will be sharing their thoughts and experiences with us. We first have Miss Aishwarya Nileshwar. She is Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anandpur campus. She hails from Mumbai, a student of the second year BCom honors class. She is a member of the Nadswaram team at Anandpur campus. She will be followed by Sri P. Sai from Chennai. He's a student of the 12th standard in the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, Prashantinilayam, and has a long stint in our education system. He joined the Sri Satya Sai Primary School in the third class and has had umpteen opportunities in participation in the sports meet since 2003. The third speaker is Sri T.G. Shashidhar, a student of the third year BSc Physics Honours class, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Brindavan campus. He had his schooling in Alike. He hails from Karnataka and had the rare privilege of performing Yakshagana in Bhagwan's presence in 2008. The last student speaker for today is Sri S. Srihari. He joined the Brindavan campus in 2005 for his BSc. He went on to complete his MSc in Prashantilayam in 2010. Subsequently, he was working with a software firm, Synchron, for about 6 months and currently is pursuing his MBA at Prashantilayam campus. He is also a member of the Prashanti dance group. I now invite these speakers to come and share their thoughts in the order that was mentioned.
I offer my humble and loving pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, who throughout the sports festival has been truly our guide and inspiration. Respected elders, sisters and brothers, Sairam to one and all. Sports meet. The words themselves bring to mind a whole lot of body bending and exciting stunts accompanied by good music. But in the Sri Satya Sai educational institutions, the annual sports and cultural meet is celebrated more as a festival than a mere sports meet. Spanning 4 days, this festival is the first much-awaited event in the institute calendar. It is a time when students from the first grade to research scholars come together to put up a display of their talents through coordinated efforts with Bhagwan in their minds and hearts. The march past and oath-taking ceremony is also of special significance to the students, as it reminds them of their responsibility towards the nation and the world at large, along with the pride and honor of marching as the army of Sai. Bhagwan's system of education is often referred to as educare. He says, education is for life and not for a living. And this is the very reason why, along with our academic curricula, there is special emphasis on the syllabus of sports. The annual sports and cultural meet is a creative way in which Bhagwan is cultivating qualities like self-confidence, sacrifice, patience, perseverance, and team spirit based on our faith in Him. Depending on our faith, Bhagwan continues to guide us in His own inimical ways, sometimes for some of us through dreams. Recently, one of our teachers had a dream in which Bhagwan visited Anandpur campus and blessed all the students and even framed certain parts of the program. One of her sisters also had a dream in which The girls were preparing big cards for Bhagwan with the words, "We miss you, Swami," written on them. There was a shift of scene in the dream to the Anandpur grounds where the girls were practicing and Swami sat at our Shanti Vedika. He was smiling and clapping throughout and at one point called a few of them close to him. He asked, "Why missing?" as if reading their minds. With a choked voice, the girls replied that they missed Bhagwan's divine physical presence. Bhagwan said, "Never say missing, because missing means I was never there, and I was very much there watching your program throughout." Bhagwan then pointed out at a particular step in the rhythmic gymnastics where the girls hold the hoops along with their neighbor and perform a wave-like movement and said, "That is how you should always stand." The message that Bhagwan conveyed through this was that we should always stand united. The educational system initiated by our Bhagwan is his gift to the world. And what we make of it in our lives is our gift to him. I would like to end with a special expansion of the word sports itself. Sports is Swami's plan for our route towards tremendous success. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram, invoking the blessings of our Divine Master. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, a loving Sai Ram to one and all. At the very outset, let me wish each and everyone seated here a happy and a holy Sankranti. I've been given this wonderful opportunity to speak about the ongoing annual sports and cultural meet. Why is it that our Bhagwan gives a lot of importance to this annual sports and cultural meet? Why is it that it's during this time the teachers and students come together and work hard for 2 to 3 weeks? Our Lord says, "Bend the body, mend the senses, and end the mind." He emphasizes a lot on the efficacy of a healthy body and also says that a sound body ensures a sound mind and a sound mind ensures a sound body. All the various educational institutions of Bhagwan get a chance to showcase their talents and skills on this day. The uniqueness being that every student gets a chance to participate in some form or the other, whether it's the well-orchestrated march past, the colorful formations, the daredevilry performances, or even the skillfully engineered torch vehicle. Everything is a manifestation of perfection in action. These foster virtues apart from the regular entertainment and competition. I have learned a lot from when I joined my third standard in 2003, participating in 10 sports meet occasions. I have learned many lessons from these. Let me now share few lessons what my brothers from the school have learned. First, speaking about teamwork. Swami has said, "In unity lies strength." And all our items always ensure that this teaching of Bhagwan is put into practice. This increases our mutual understanding with each other and everyone around us. The rhythmic flags and vibrations of the school is one such example. Without the cooperation and coordination of even a few, this mega event of more than 120 plus students would not have been possible and successful. Success here means just to see a smile on our Divine Mother.
The next important teaching, what I learned was, the enthusiasm what the students in these institutions have. It so happened that the teacher coordinator of the aerial acrobats group had informed all the students about the test the next day for scaling the highest trapeze. He then casually asked, how many of you are going to participate in the test the next day? As I was scared of heights, my hand was down. But to my amazement, I had seen that around me, I saw 20 other hands out of 25 up. And the best part was that the teacher himself was shocked, because he had to choose only 3 out of the 20. There would obviously have been someone among those 20 who would also have been scared of heights like me. But it was that enthusiasm in him that he had to please his divine master. The next lesson might sound simple, and that's determination. But it requires a lot of self-inspiration, because this determination is the key to success. The boys and the ringmasters weren't prepared with a sequence till the second combined session, because the item is very tough. That night, the teacher had told them, if you're not prepared with your sequence by the next day, your item might have to be dropped. This pulled up the spirits of all the boys, and they worked even harder and were determined to achieve their goal on Jan 11th. They themselves were shocked with their mastery over the 15 kg and 20 feet long ring, because they had done it in a mere of 4 days. This determination of all the boys was for the same reason, to see a smile on his face. The last lesson, but a very important one, is dedication. This dedication is nothing but our prayer. Each and every student and teacher here prays for just one thing, not for the individual success, but for the overall success of all the exhibits of students. This dedication is nothing but surrender. And our Bhagwan has always ensured that when one surrenders, he will take over. And this is the sole cause for each and every sports meet of ours being a success. Each and every lesson learned are like the various rungs of a ladder. And with each step we take, we must imbibe these qualities so that we reach the ultimate goal, that is, to see a charming smile on our divine master. I would now like to end with a small prayer. O Lord Sai, you're my dream, you're my hope. Your very love helps me cope. You're my breath, my soul. You're my life, you're my goal. Dearest Sai, this is all with my heart and soul to reach that very goal. Jai Sai Ram.
स्थापकाय च धर्मस्य सर्वधर्मस्वरूपिणे अवतार वरिष्ठाय श्री साईनाथाय ते नमः. आई ऑफर माय हंबल एंड रेवरेंशियल सैल्यूटेशंस एट दाय लोटस फीट. रेस्पेक्टेड एल्डर्स, रिव्यूअर टीचर्स एंड ऑल माय डियर ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स, अ लविंग साईराम टू वन एंड ऑल. द एनुअल स्पोर्ट्स एंड कल्चरल मीट इज एन ऑपर्चुनिटी फॉर ईच वन ऑफ अस, the students of Swami's education institutions, to express our love and gratitude to our beloved Lord through the medium of various sports and cultural items presented in the month of January every year. It is an opportunity to discover our hidden talents. It is an opportunity to push the boundaries, actualizing the dictum, sky is the limit. It is an opportunity to work in a team. thereby realizing how to evolve from individual consciousness to universal to individual consciousness to group consciousness, which is a step towards the universal consciousness. It is an opportunity to accept that the others might be better than ourselves, to accept others despite their shortcomings. It is an opportunity to feel that Swami's grace is abundant and to be enveloped in Swami's love and to discover the ultimate truth that Swami is the doer and we are mere instruments. Under the cover of all the physical effort, there is a great spiritual churning going on. From the most be it the Dullukunita, the Oplam walkers, or the performance on the motorbikes, or the drama entitled Sri Krishna Chaitanya, which we put up other day in front of Swami Samadhi. Everywhere we have to work in a team. The beats of one person in a group has to be the beat of the entire group. A step of any one person has to be the step of the entire group. The braking and the acceleration of any one bike has to be the braking and acceleration of the entire group. Also, there are times when Swami does something in a trice, when the efforts of students have failed. Since we have felt Swami's grace during the Dullukunita performance, the drums required for the Dullukunita were not at all available because this is the time of harvest and all the Dullukunita performers in Karnataka are busy with their drums. Then finally we could find a place where the drums are available, but they were not agreeing to give their drums, feeling that the drums may get damaged since they too had their own performances soon coming up. But finally they were asked to come to a Sai Samiti where we were discussing for the final discussion, where lo and behold, Vibhuti and Kumkum started flowing out of Swami's photo. Elated they were, the artists, overwhelmed by Swami's grace and love, immediately agreed to give drums to the students for the final performances. The sports and cultural meet is a saga of intense physical and mental efforts and a beautiful spiritual blossoming. At this time of Makara Sankranti, where the farmers rejoice over their harvest, Swami has ensured his students a beautiful harvest of lessons for life. At this time, at the end of this entire yagnam, the one profound lesson that each one of us have to learn is Sai is the doer and we are mere instruments. And the sports meet is for Sai, of Sai and by Sai. Jai Sai Ram.
Offering my humble salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, loving Sairam to one and all. The annual sports and cultural meet is a time that every student of Swami's institution looks forward to. Elsewhere, this would be a time when individuals compete in various events, seeking various prizes, gifts, shields, cup and what's not. But for us, this is just a beautiful way in which Swami takes it up as an opportunity to mold us for the better. Because whatever we do, It is just to make Swami happy, as my brother really rightly said, to just see a smile on Swami's face. For example, this year during the Prashanthi Nilayam event of the rope stunts, there was one maneuver called the tornado maneuver that was performed, where the student holds on to the rope and it is spun at very high speed. Actually, if you consider the physics of it, due to the centrifugal force, the blood rushes towards his feet, and because of that, first of all, it pains him so much because the nerve endings will be very strained, and he runs a risk of bursting his blood capillaries. Another important thing is that if he lets go of his left hand and his right hand is hooked to the rope, that instant he will break his wrist bone. So after the performance was over, he was asked, means, how did you take this risk? Means, what made you do it? He said that, for me, this is my way of an offering back to Bhagwan. And that is it. We know that for Swami, the intention behind the action is much more important than the action itself. That is the reason we will find that we students would want to do all the work by ourselves. We don't want to give it to anything, to anyone else. For example, the stacks, the speaker system set up in the Hillview Stadium, the songs that have been recorded for the drama, for the indoor stadium, the costumes, the stage decoration, the torch vehicle, everything is done by Swami's students themselves, with the objective of pleasing Bhagwan. I would like to narrate one such experience of mine. I was part of the sports meet drama, and I was given an opportunity to dance Kathakali, the traditional dance form of Kerala. And the boys came forward and told that, let us make the costume ourselves instead of taking professional help. It was a very grand costume. So we all sat down and started making the costume. But as it turned out, making the costume was much easier than actually wearing it and dancing, because the headdress became so heavy, I was not able to move my head. And we had used that basket for fashioning the dress. And once we wear the dress, we cannot sit down, and the bamboos will keep pricking all the time. And we didn't know when Swami would come out for darshan, so we had to get ready. And since our costume was heavy, we'd get ready by 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the afternoon, and we'd be waiting. And they'd paint our entire face, so within 1 hour, it would crack up. And costumes would tell him, don't move, don't smile, just stand in one corner without moving anything, just stand there. We had to bear through all that, and finally Swami came for the drama, and he enjoyed it, and in that is our happiness. And finally Swami came down, gave photographs for everyone. And after everything got over, as I thought about it, I realized that I did not find that fulfillment when we actually made the costume. Not when we were actually dancing here, not when the dance got over, not when the drama got over. But at that moment, when he called us for photograph, and I bent down and touched his lotus feet, that is the moment I found the fulfillment that I was looking for. This experience taught me that the sports meet was created by Bhagwan for one purpose only, and that is to bring us closer to him. It is true that we learn a lot of other skills along the way, but the ultimate motive is to experience this fulfillment born out of selfless love. As time goes by, we begin to seek this fulfillment in every action of our life, so much so that there comes a point in our life where whatever we do in our everyday life, it is just an offering to him, and it is just to please him. I cannot help but express my gratitude to you, Swami. You make this event what it is. You throw the challenge in front of us. You give us the courage to face it. You inspire us to perform, and it is you who accept the results. Akashat patitam toyam sagaram pratigachati. Please bless us that all our efforts please you and all our actions reach you. Jai Sai Ram.
Bhagwan, we recognize that you have been with us through all our triumphs and all our setbacks. And this is what was highlighted by the talks of our students in the preparations for the sports. A few days ago, I had a very revealing experience when we landed in Vrindavan here in Prashantlim. One of our students contracted a contagious infection and was temporarily bedridden and had to be isolated. Obviously, he was out of this year's sports meet. So the students were busy practicing. After I finished with their practice, I went to see the student, thinking that I'll console him because he may be missing his practice and his chance to participate in the sports. But strangely, when I met him, he said, "Sir, I'm not feeling anything. And Swami has sent me a message." And then he took out from his pocket a pocket calendar. He said, "I had this pocket calendar and I looked at Swami's photo. And there below that photo was a message. And in that message actually was the echo of Swami's quintessential definition of devotion, which he articulated not today, decades ago, 1940, when he wrote that historic letter to his brother, Sri Sheshama Garu. In that one sentence of message, Swami said, "Be equal-minded in pain and pleasure." That was the message for that boy. And I felt, Swami, how much you are with each one of us, those who are participating on the sports ground and those who for some reason even cannot participate. Out of his bountiful love, as an expression of his appreciation for the students' efforts, Bhagwan instituted the Divine Chancellor's Cup. We now come to the most important function, part of today's ceremony, the award to all the Sai educational institutions, the Divine Chancellor's Cup. I request our esteemed Vice Chancellor to come over and give these cups to the representatives of the various educational institutions. First, the students of Sri Satya Sai Primary School, Prashantanilayam. We next have the students of Srimati Ishwaramma English Medium High School, Prashantanilayam. We now have the students of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anantapur campus. Next we have the students of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, College of Nursing and Allied Health Sciences, Whitefield. We now have the students of Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, Prashanthi Nilayam. Next we have Satya Sai Mirpuri College of Music, Prashanthi Nilayam. We now have the students of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Muddenhalli campus. Thank you. Next we have Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Vrindavan Campus. And finally, we have Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashantilayam Campus. Lest we miss the divine signature for what has just happened. There are 9 institutions and 9 Divine Chancellor's Cup have just been awarded to the 9 institutions. 9 for divine number. We'll now have the physical instructors of the various Sai institutions who will be presenting the prize list to our beloved Bhagwan. We now come to the award of prizes to the individual campuses. We start with the prize distribution for Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School. I request our esteemed Vice Chancellor to distribute the prizes. The Talent Search Program Cup goes to Prema House, Captain Sai Naveen, Vice Captain Karan Kumar. The Games Cup goes to Prema House, Captain Sai Ratha Patnaik, Vice Captain Akhil Raja. The athletics house championship goes to Prema House. Captain Aryaman Barua, Vice Captain Yogesh V. Overall house championship goes to Prema House. Captain Bhuvaneshwaram, Vice Captain Soham Pahuja. The seniors individual champion winners is Praveen Kumar Reddy. Juniors individual champion winners, Saurav Ghimirai. Sub-juniors individual champion winners is Vishnu Vardhan Reddy.
Just now, Sushant is not there.
We'll give them one of the other rolling trophies. Let them not miss out the chance.
We next come to the prize distribution for Mudanalli campus. The overall house championship is awarded to Anand House. Captain Parthasarthi, Vice Captain Karthikeyan. The athletics champion is Santosh Basappa Nagauda. He comes first in 200 meters, high jump, long jump, triple jump, second in 100 meters, 4 into 100 meters relay winners, volleyball winners. Athletics runner-up is Bharatesh HV. He comes first in 100 meters short put, second in 200 meters long jump and triple jump, cricket winners and football winners. Cultural champion is Varun Kulkarni. He comes first in instrumental competition, Sanskrit elocution, vocal competition, and second in Stotram competition. Cultural runner is Ashwin Sundar Raman. He comes first in Stotram competition, Vedam chanting level 2, drama winners and orchestra winners. Next we have prize distribution for Vrindavan campus. House championship winner is Arjuna House, Captain Akash Bajpayee, Vice Captain Sai Surya Bharat. Arjuna House is winners in basketball, football, cricket, volleyball, orchestra and group acting. Athletic championship winners is Sai Aditya Menon. He comes first in 100 meters, 200 meters, 400 meters, triple jump, third in long jump and 4 into 100 meters relay winners. Athletic championship runners-up is A. Ishwar Nag Manikanta. He comes first in discus throw, javelin throw, second in shot put, volleyball winners. Cultural championship winners is Saurabh Kumar. He comes first in English elocution, English essay writing, pick and act, second in mono acting, third in English short story writing, and second in miming. Cultural championship runners-up is Vivek Raju. He comes first in cartooning, miming, Sanskrit elocution, second in poster making, third in pick and act, and inter-house quiz winners. We next have the prize distribution for Prashant Lim campus. Undergraduate championship is awarded to Shanti House, Captain Rajesh Sivakoti, Vice Captain Ruben Lama. Athletics champion undergraduation is Anirudh Pavitran. He comes first in 100 meters, 200 meters, 4 into 100 meters relay winners, 400 meters first, drama winners, long jump second, orchestra winner, shuttle badminton runners-up, and thermocol modeling second. Athletics runner-up is Neela Sagar Ganit. He comes second in 200 meters, 4 into 100 meters relay, cricket winners, football winners, high jump third, long jump first, tennis winners, triple jump first, volleyball winners. Cultural champion undergraduates, Srikant Manjappa Shetty. He is second in 1500 meters, 4 into 100 meters relay winners, 400 meters second, 5000 meters third, basketball winners, cricket winners, debate winners, football winners, painting, sketching, table tennis third, tennis runner-up, tennis third, thermocol modeling first, triple jump second. Cultural runner-up undergraduate, T.N. Anil Kumar. Ball badminton winners, drama winners, instrumental competition second, mono acting third, orchestra winners, photography first, shot put second, Telugu elocution first. Postgraduate championship is awarded to Dharma House, Captain Sai Teja, Vice Captain Abhishek Ghatraj. Athletics champion, postgraduate, is K.S. Gunaranjan. He comes first in 100 meters, 200 meters, 400 meters, 4 into 100 meters relay winners, second in long jump, first in triple jump. Athletics runner-up postgraduates, Tofan Mahalik. He comes first in 1500 meters, 4 into 100 meters relay winners, 5000 meters first, 800 meters first, cricket winners, drama winners, football winners. Cultural champion postgraduates, H. Abhishek. He is football winners, orchestra winners, Stotram competition second, Vedam chanting level one first, Vedam explanation second, vocal competition first. Cultural runner-up postgraduate is Tota Sai Manohar. He is first in photography, first in Telugu elocution, third in yoga competition, second in high jump, third in 400 meters. We now have the prize distribution for Anantapur campus.
Om Sri Sai Ram. It is my pleasant duty to announce the overall house championship and individual championship for athletics, cultural and fine arts competitions held at Anandapur campus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning for the academic year 2012-2013. The overall house championship is awarded to Shanti House with a total point of 258 points. Captain, sports captain and games, Kartika S. and fine arts captain P.S. Gayatri may come and receive the shield. Championship in athletics for undergraduates goes to Apurva Avasthi of Satya House. 110 meter hurdles first, high jump first, shot put first, hammer throw second, and runners up in co. Athletics runners up goes to Kartika S. of Shanti House. First in 200 meters, second in 100 meters, second in javelin throw, third in 400 meters, third in long jump, first in 400 into 100 meters relay, and winners in throw ball. Cultural championship for undergraduates goes to Sai Sri Lakshmi of Shanti House. First in classical music, third in light music, first in Sotram recitation, first in Vedam chanting. Cultural runners-up for undergraduates goes to Norki of Shanti House. First in mono acting, second in fancy dress competition. Fine Arts Championship for undergraduates goes to Gayatri P.S. of Shanti House. Debitic writing first, fabric painting second, object drawing second. Fine Arts runners-up for undergraduates goes to Mithali Kiran of Prema House. Mehindi first, dry rangoli second, wet rangoli third. Athletics Championship for postgraduates goes to Ram Lakshmi Pichika of 2nd MSc Food Science and Nutrition of Dharma House. 110 meter hurdles first, long jump first, tennicoid first, throw ball runners up team, high jump second, 200 meters third, tennicoid winners. Athletics runners-up for postgraduates goes to Arish Dave of 2nd MSc Food Technology of Shanti House. 200 meters first, 1500 meters second, 400 meters second, discus throw second, shot put third, handball winners, throwball winners and volleyball runners. Cultural championship for winners for postgraduates goes to Lalita V of 2nd MSc Biosciences of Dharma House. Classical solo dance first, English elocution first, mono acting first, sotram recitation first, vedam chanting first, one act play second. Cultural runners up for post graduates goes to Sunandini, 2nd MA English language and literature of Satya House. One act play first, fancy dress competition second, orchestra second. Fine Arts Championship for postgraduates goes to Dania, 1st MSc Food Technology of Dharma House. Fabric painting first, object drawing second, depictive writing first. Fine Arts runners up for postgraduate goes to Asha Smita of 1st MSc Biosciences of Prema House. Object drawing first, bookmark competition second, depictive writing second, fabric painting second. Sairam.
We now pray for Bhagwan's benedictory message for all of us.
Dinakarudu Shantudai Toche Dinakarudu Shantudai Toche Dinamulinta Kuruchalayanu చలిగాలి చురుకు వెచ్చే పొలములం రేడి గ్రుడ్డి వెన్నెలలోన కుప్పలం ఊడ్చు కాపులు గొంతులెత్తి పదములం పాడతొడగుదురు జనపచేలకు ముత్యాల సరులు కూర్చి మెరప పండ్లకు కుంకుమ మెరుపు దాల్చి బంతి పువ్వుల మొహము అలలంత విప్పి మన గృహంబుల ధాన్య సంపదల నిలిపి సరసురాలైన సరసురాలైన సంక్రాంతి పండుగొచ్చే సరసురాలైన పుష్య మాసంబు వచ్చే.
The sun appeared cool and serene. The day started getting shorter. The cold wind blew fiercely. The fields were filled with golden harvest. The farmers rejoiced in singing at night, with the moon shining bright. The buds of flowers blossomed like garlands of pearls on the banks of rivers. Chilies were looking red. Farmers were bringing home the newly harvested grain, hailing the advent of joyous festival of Sankranti.
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులైన యువతి యువకులారా,
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్ మెన్ అండ్ విమెన్ యంగ్స్టర్స్,
ఈనాటి పర్వదినము అనేక సౌందర్యములతో ప్రవేశిస్తూ వచ్చింది.
The festival of this day has stepped in with all the gaiety and festivity.
యువతి యువకుల యొక్క ప్రోద్బలము చేతనే ఆనందము అభివృద్ధి అవుతూ వచ్చింది.
This led to the blissful state of the mind because of the youngsters, men and women.
ఇట్టి పవిత్రమైన దినము సామాన్యమైనటువంటి దినం కాదు.
This sacred day is not an ordinary one.
దీనిని ఉత్తరాయణ పర్వదినం అని కూడాను పిలుస్తూ వచ్చారు.
This is also called the sacred day of travel towards the north, ఉత్తరాయణ పర్వదిన.
సర్వోత్తమైనటువంటి యొక్క గుణములను అందిస్తూ సర్వ సత్కర్మలను కూడాను చేకూరుస్తూ సర్వ సంపదలను కూడాను అందిస్తూ ఆనందమును అందించేటువంటి యొక్క దినము ఈ మహాపర్వదినము.
The holy festival of this day confers the noblest of features and also helps us to undertake sacred acts, giving us plenty and prosperity and the bliss.
హిరణ్యకశ్యపుడు, హిరణ్యాక్షుడు, కంసుడు, దుర్యోధనుడు, దుశ్శాసనాదుడు వీరు సామాన్యమైనటువంటి పురుషులు కాదు.
హిరణ్యకశ్యప, హిరణ్యాక్ష, దుర్యోధన, కంస, దే ఆర్ నాట్ ఆర్డినరీ వన్.
శారీర మానసిక శక్తులు అనంతమై ఉండి కూడాను వారి యందు ప్రాకృతమైనటువంటి యొక్క భావములు చేరిపోవటం చేతనే వారు బలహీనులైపోతూ వచ్చారు.
Though they are physically strong and mentally alert, they were weak at the end because they are full of the worldly thoughts.
కనుకు మానవుడు తన సంకల్పములను ఉత్తమమైనటువంటి సంకల్పములుగా మార్చుకున్నప్పుడే యావత్ ప్రపంచమే తన యొక్క హస్తగతమవుతుంది.
Therefore, when man is successful to transform all his thoughts and noble, then he will be able to win over the world.
హిరణ్యాక్ష, హిరణ్యకశిపులు గొప్ప సైంటిస్టులు.
హిరణ్యాక్ష, హిరణ్యకశిపు ఆర్ గ్రేట్ సైంటిస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎమినెన్స్.
హిరణ్యుడు చంద్రమండలం కూడాను వెళ్ళటమే కాక సూర్యుని కూడాను చేరాడు.
హిరణ్యకశిపు నాట్ ఓన్లీ రీచ్ ద మూన్, హి కుడ్ ఆల్సో రీచ్ ద సన్.
ఇంత శక్తి సామర్థ్యములు కలిగినటువంటి యొక్క హిరణ్యకశిపుడుకు కడపటికి తన హృదయం అంతా కూడాను పాంచభౌతికమైనటువంటి యొక్క భావముల చేత నింపుకోవటం చేత అన్నింటి ఎందుకు తాను బలహీనుడైపోయాడు.
హిరణ్యకశిపు విత్ ఆల్ హిస్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్, ఎనర్జీ, కెపబిలిటీస్ అండ్ కెపాసిటీస్, బికాస్ హి హాడ్ గాట్ హిస్ బాడీ అటాచ్మెంట్, హి లాస్ట్ అట్ ద ఎండ్.
కనుక ప్రతి వ్యక్తి కూడాను గొప్ప బలవంతుడే, గొప్ప శక్తివంతుడే, గొప్ప మేధావియే, కానీ ప్రాకృతమైనటువంటి లౌకికమైనటువంటి యొక్క భావములను మన హృదయంలో నింపుకోకూడదు.
ఎవ్రీ పర్సన్ డౌట్ ఈజ్ ఫిజికల్లీ స్ట్రాంగ్ ఎండౌర్ విత్ హై ఇంటెలెక్ట్, బట్ వన్ షుడ్ నాట్ ఫిల్ ద హార్ట్ విత్ వరల్డ్లీ ఫీలింగ్స్.
ఈనాటి యువతి యువకులే యావత్ ప్రపంచమును పోషించేటువంటి నాయకులు.
యంగ్స్టర్స్ టుడే ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు బి ద ఫ్యూచర్ లీడర్స్.
ఈనాటి యువతి యువకులే దేశ సౌభాగ్యం యొక్క సంపదను నిలబెట్టేటువంటి యొక్క వ్యక్తులు.
యంగ్స్టర్స్ మెన్ అండ్ విమెన్ ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు మెయింటైన్ ద ప్రాస్పెరిటీ అండ్ ద ఫ్లూయెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద సొసైటీ.
దేశ సౌభాగ్యము యువతి యువకుల పైననే ఆధారపడి ఉన్నది.
ద వెల్ఫేర్ ఆఫ్ ద కంట్రీ డిపెండ్స్ ఆన్ ది యంగ్స్టర్స్.
సద్గుణములు, సదాలోచనలు, సచ్చింతలు, సద్భావములు నింపుకొని ఉండాలి ఈ యువతి యువకులు.
Youngsters, men and women should have all these noble features, good sentiments, the virtues and the sterling character.
అట్టి పవిత్రమైన భావముల చేత హృదయములను పొంగింప చేసుకున్నప్పుడే అట్టి వ్యక్తులు ఎట్టి సశక్తివంతమైనటువంటి యొక్క దీనిని కూడా సాధించగలరు.
With all these sacred thoughts, they would be able to achieve and accomplish anything they undertake.
విద్యార్థులారా,
స్టూడెంట్స్,
విద్యార్థినిలారా,
బాయ్స్ అండ్ గర్ల్స్,
ఎంతో చదువులు చదివారు,
యు హావ్ లెర్న్డ్ ఎ లాట్,
గొప్ప గొప్ప బిరుదులంతా తీసుకున్నారు,
యు హావ్ వెరీ హై డిగ్రీస్ ఇండీడ్,
కానీ మూడు నాలుగు పోస్ట్ గ్రాడ్యుయేట్ చదివారు.
యూ టు హ్యావ్ 3 to 4 పోస్ట్ గ్రాడ్యుయేట్ డిగ్రీస్.
ఇవి కాదు మనం తీసుకోవాల్సిన డిగ్రీలు.
దీస్ ఆర్ నాట్ దట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్.
శృణ్వంత విషయ అమృతస్య పుత్ర, అమృతపుత్రుడు నీవు అనేటువంటి డిగ్రీ మనం పొందాలి.
అక్వైర్ ద డిగ్రీ దట్ యు ఆర్ ద సన్ ఆఫ్ ఇమ్మోర్టాలిటీ.
అమృతపుత్రుడు అనేటువంటి బిరుదును మనం సంపాదించుకున్నప్పుడే అదే సరి అయినటువంటి డిగ్రీ.
Then once you have the title Amrutasya Putra, that you are the son of immortality, it is the right degree.
అతి పవిత్రమైనటువంటి బిరుదును మనం పెట్టుకొని కూడాను అల్పమైన స్వల్పమైనటువంటి బిరుదుల కోసమే మనం ఆటలాడుతుంటాము.
Having been the recipients of that lofty, very high degree and title, we struggle hard for low degrees.
Prema sarupulara.
Embodiments of love.
Mee hrudayanni premato nimpukondi.
Fill your heart with love.
Manasunu satyamto penchukondi.
See that you grow truth in your mind.
Maatalanu divyamaitvanti yokka karmala chethi aacharinchandi.
Let all your acts be sacred.
Idi ye meeru nerchavalsinatvanti chaduvulu.
This is the true education you have to acquire.
ఈ చదువుతో పాటు భౌతిక చదువు కూడా అవసరమే.
The secular knowledge is also essential.
కానీ నిజమైనటువంటి యొక్క విద్యలు,
the true education,
సర్వులయందు ఉన్నటువంటి ఏకత్వాన్ని భావించుకోవటమే.
Should empower you to know the unity in diversity.
నిజమైనటువంటి యూనిటీని మనం తీసుకునేటువంటిది భారతీయ సంస్కృతి.
The culture of Bharat emphasizes on this unity.
అనేకత్వాన్ని మనం తీసుకోవటం కాదు.
It's not the multiplicity.
ఏకత్వాన్ని అనేకత్వంగా విభజించరాదు.
It is not the diversification of the
అనేకత్వాన్ని ఏకత్వంగా తీసుకోండి.
We have to consider the unity in diversity.
అదే నిజమైనటువంటి ఒక కల్చర్.
That is the true culture.
కల్చర్ 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 అంటే ఏమిటి అనుకున్నారు?
What do you think of culture?
ఇది ఒక విధమైనటువంటి మతంకు సంబంధించినటువంటిది కాదు.
It is not anything to do with the religion.
ఇది కేవలం హృదయానికి సంబంధించినటువంటిది.
It has related religion
మతం కాదు. కులము కాదు, భక్తి కాదు, విశ్వాసం కాదు, ఇదంతా కూడా దైవత్వంతో కూడినటువంటిది.
The culture has got nothing to do with ideology or religion whatsoever. It relates to the divinity.
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా,
embodiments of love.
ఇంత మీరు అనుభవించినటువంటి మీకు ఎంతో ఆనందాన్ని అందించాలి.
You should be made happy for all that you have done.
ఈ ఆనందాన్ని మీ జీవితమంతా మీ హృదయంలో నింపుకోండి.
And see that you will maintain this happiness throughout your life.
నిజమైనటువంటి యొక్క ప్రేమ ఏకాత్మ ప్రేమ.
In fact, the true love is only one.
ఎప్పటికీ మారనటువంటి ప్రేమ.
It will never change any
point. స్వామి స్వామి అంటే మీరందరూ ప్రేమిస్తూనే ఉన్నారు.
You love Swami, you love Bhagavan.
కానీ ఆ ప్రేమ కదిలిపోయే ప్రేమ కాదు.
But that love should not waver, should not change.
స్వామి నా వాడు, నేను స్వామి వాడను.
I belong to Swami and Swami is mine.
అప్పుడు ఏకత్వాన్ని పొందినటువంటి వాడు అవుతాడు.
Then you can experience this unity.
కనుక అటు ఏకత్వాన్ని మీరు సాధించండి.
Achieve that oneness with Swami, with Bhagavan.
అది నిజమైనటువంటి సత్యమైన మార్గము.
That is the truthful path.
సత్యము నందుండి,
being in truth,
సర్వము సృష్టించే,
he created the rest.
సత్యము నందు అనగే
everything merges into
sarva srushti,
the whole creation merges.
Satyamahimane ani stalamedi kanukunna.
Where is the any spot without truth?
Chudaraya,
there is the pure unsullied eternal truth.
Adiye mana yokka dharmam, adiye mana yokka jeevitham.
That is the truth, that is our code of life.
Adiye,
and that's our life.
Truth is God. And
what is meant when we say truth is God?
Ye desham varaina kani, ye kulam varaina kani, satyam andariki okate.
Let him be of any country, of any nationality, truth is one.
ఇది అమెరికన్ సత్యము, పాకిస్తాన్ సత్యము, ఇండియన్ సత్యము అని విభజించడానికి వీల్లేదు.
There cannot be American truth and Pakistan truth. Truth is truth.
సత్యము సత్యమే.
Truth is truth.
ఆ సత్యము అన్ని దేశముల వరకు సత్యం ఒకటి.
The truth is one and the same for all nations.
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా,
embodiments of love.
సత్య జీవితాన్ని గడపండి.
Lead a truthful life.
నిత్య జీవితంగా మీరు జీవించండి.
Lead it an eternal truthful life.
అందరికీ ఆదర్శవంతమైన జీవితాన్ని అందించండి.
Lead an ideal life.
అది మీ యొక్క నిజమైనటువంటి చదువు.
That is the spirit of
education. మీకు మాత్రమే చదివి మీ యొక్క హృదయాన్ని అది ఒక పుస్తకంగా మార్చుకోవటం కాదు.
It's not transforming your heart into a book.
అది కేవలం పుస్తకం అయిపోతుంది.
ఇట్ బికమ్స్ జస్ట్ ఎ బుక్.
ఇది ఒక మస్తకం అయిపోతుంది.
ఇట్ బికమ్స్ ద మస్తక హెడ్.
పుస్తకము పుస్తకము కాదు మనకు.
అండ్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ ద పుస్తక ద బుక్, ద మస్తక ద హెడ్ దట్ ఆర్ ఇంపార్టెంట్.
నీ హృదయం నింది నీవు దీన్ని ఆనందంగా అనుభవించాలి.
హృదయ, ద హార్ట్ ఈజ్ ఇంపార్టెంట్.
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా,
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
మీ యొక్క దివ్యమైనటువంటి యొక్క జీవితము,
యువర్ డివైన్ లైఫ్,
ఈ విధంగా జరుగుతుందనేటువంటిది ఎవరు కూడా తలుచుకోలేదు.
you might not have expected.
At any point of
time,
under any
circumstance, everywhere, under any point of time of stress and strain,
think of God.
Never forget God. Never give up God.
And
in fact, without Daiva, God, it is Daya, the demon. And in fact, you should be Daiva, the divine, not Daya, demonic. And you are the son of immortality. See that your life will be befitting the title. Students,
ఒక వారం నుంచి కూడాను మీరు ఈ స్పోర్ట్స్ లోపల ఎంతటి అవస్థ పడుతున్నారో ఎంతటి తరబీలు చేస్తున్నారో అది నేను చూస్తూనే ఉన్నాను.
భగవాన్ హస్ బీన్ వాచింగ్ అండ్ నోటీసింగ్ ఆల్ యువర్ స్ట్రగల్ ఆల్ ద స్ట్రెయిన్ దట్ యు హావ్ అండర్ గాన్ డ్యూరింగ్ ద పాస్ట్
అన్నపానాదులు వదలి నిద్రాహారములు విసర్జించి ఎంతయో శ్రమపడి మీరు పనిచేస్తున్నారు.
యూ వర్క్ సాక్రిఫైస్ ఇన్ ద ఫుడ్ డ్రింక్ అండ్ ఈవెన్ స్లీప్.
కానీ బయట విద్యార్థులు చేసేటువంటి పనులకు మన విద్యార్థులు చేసేటువంటి పనులకు కొంత వ్యత్యాసాన్ని మనం విచారించాలి.
వీ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ హియర్ ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ డన్ బై ది స్టూడెంట్స్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
బయట విద్యార్థులు ఏదో ప్రైజులు తేవాలని ఏదో మెడల్స్ తేవాలని ఈ విధమైనటువంటి ఒక పేరు ప్రతిష్టలకై ప్రాకులాడుతుంటారు.
స్టూడెంట్స్ అవుట్ సైడ్ they have got only one purpose, to win a prize or medal.
కానీ మన విద్యార్థులు స్వామి యొక్క తృప్తి కోసం మీరు పాటుపడుతున్నారు.
The only aim of our students is only to please Bhagavan.
కనుకనే స్వామి యొక్క తృప్తి ఏ విధంగా ఉండాలి?
How to please Bhagavan?
సద్గుణమును మనం మొట్టమొదట నింపుకోవాలి మనం.
First, we should fill our heart with good virtues.
నేడు ఒక విధంగాను రేపు మరొక విధంగా కూడాను మార్చుకోకూడదు.
We should not go on changing from day to day.
చలించని మనసును భ్రమించని దృష్టిని మనం పోషించుకోవాలి.
We should see that we'll have the unwavering mind and steadiness in our vision.
నిజముగా విద్యా విధానం లోపల మూడు విధములైనటువంటి గుణములు ఎందుకు బోధించింది మన భారతీయ సంస్కృతి?
ది కల్చర్ ఆఫ్ భారత్ లేడ్ మచ్ ఎంఫసిస్ ఆన్ త్రీ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ ఇన్ ద ఫీల్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్.
సర్వం కలివిదం బ్రహ్మ అని.
ఫస్ట్ డిక్లరేషన్ ఇస్ సర్వం కలివిదం బ్రహ్మ.
అనగా సర్వత్రా నిండినటువంటి వాడు భగవంతుడు ఒక్కడే అనేటువంటి సత్యాన్ని విశ్వసించాలి.
వన్ షుడ్ హావ్ స్ట్రాంగ్ ఫెయిత్ దట్ గాడ్ ఈస్ ఆల్ పర్వేసివ్.
ఇలాంటి నమ్మకాన్ని మొట్టమొదట మనం సాధించాలి.
ఫస్ట్ వీ షుడ్ అచీవ్ దిస్ కాన్ఫిడెన్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఫెయిత్.
ఈ నమ్మకాన్ని సాధించినప్పుడే మనం అన్నిటి కూడా సాధించమారవుతాం.
విత్ దిస్ స్ట్రాంగ్ ఫెయిత్ యు విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు అచీవ్ ఎనీథింగ్.
వేర్ దేర్ ఇస్ కాన్ఫిడెన్స్ దేర్ ఇస్ లవ్.
దేర్ ఇస్ లవ్.
వేర్ దేర్ ఇస్ లవ్
వేర్ దేర్ ఇస్ లవ్
there is truth.
There is truth.
Where there is truth,
where there is truth,
there is peace.
There is peace.
Where there is peace,
where there is peace,
there is bliss.
There is bliss.
Where there is bliss,
where there is bliss,
there is God.
There is God.
Bye. Thank you. bolo jay jaykar, bolo jay jaykar. Bolo jay jaykar, bolo jay jaykar. Bolo jay jaykar, Sai Baba ki. Bolo jay jaykar, Sai Baba ki. पतित पावना है घनश्यामा, पतित पावना है घनश्यामा, साई गोपाला है घनश्यामा. प्रेम हमारा
जय गोपाल कृष्ण जय गोपाल बाल राधा जय
गोविंद कृष्ण जय गोपाल कृष्ण जय गोपाल बाल
Krishna Jai Krishna 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 Jai Krishna Jai Krishna 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 Jai Krishna 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 Jai Krishna Jai Rama Krishna Jai Radha Krishna Jai Bala Krishna 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 Jai
Narayana 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 Nar Jai Sai Baba Ji Ki Jai.